all collectively recognize that Ukraine is not going to be joining NATO anytime soon, if we're willing to put that in writing, then I would argue that it would be at least have been possible, not certain, it might have been possible to dissuade Putin from taking the course that he chose. Again, he chose the course. He's the perpetrator. He's the criminal. But nonetheless, I think a wiser handling of the NATO issue might have given Putin a way to avoid taking the terrible steps that he ended up taking.
Zelensky also said, I'm talking about security guarantees, he said. He went on to say, I think that items regarding temporary occupied territories and unrecognized republics that have not been recognized by anyone but Russia, these pseudo-republics, but we can discuss and find a compromise on how these territories will live on. And this was followed by Ukraine's Foreign Minister Kuleba saying, if we could reach an agreement where a similar system of guarantees as envisaged by the North Atlantic Charter could be granted to Ukraine by the permanent members of the UN Security Council, including Russia, as well as by Ukraine's neighbors. This is something we're ready to discuss. I mean, we're seeing the broad outline of a possible agreement or ceasefire here.
Well, I mean, it seems to me that what you just quoted is courageous, enlightened, especially given the fact that Ukraine has been the victim of this entire thing. And I guess the question is, on the Russian side, are there any signs of that willingness to compromise? And that's where, not that I know anything about discussions going on behind the scenes, but it appears that Russia is not willing to seek a compromise. Quite frankly, if Putin listens to any advisors whatsoever, those advisors should be urging him to find a way to cut a deal, because the longer this war goes, the greater harm this war will inflict on Russia and the Russian people. Again, it's not my job to worry about Russia, but it seems to me if Putin cares at all about the well-being of his nation, then he needs to be working real hard to find a way to back away from the cliff that he's wandered onto.
Finally, Andrew Bacevich, if you can explain the argument you make in your piece headlined "The Ukraine Invasion is Nothing Compared to Iraq." I mean, you're a retired colonel, you're a Vietnam War veteran, you lost your son in Iraq. Explain your argument.
Well, I mean, I don't, not for an instant would I want to minimize the horrors that are unfolding in Ukraine today. And the deaths and the injuries inflicted on non-combatants. But let's face it, the numbers are minuscule compared to the number of people that died, were displaced, were injured as a consequence of the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The total number, according to the Brown University Cost of War Project, the total number is somewhere in the vicinity of 900,000 deaths resulted from our invasion of Afghanistan and our invasion of Iraq. Now, I understand that Americans don't want to talk about that, don't want to remember that. The political establishment wants to move on from that. But there is, I think, a moral dimension to the present war, to the Ukraine war, that should cause us to be a little bit humble, reticent about pointing our fingers at other people.
Finally, we only have 30 seconds, but the response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been staggering. I mean, you've got not only the government response, of course, Putin has strengthened NATO beyond any NATO activist's wildest imaginings. The corporate response, all of these companies pulling out, the effect of all of this.
Well, it remains to be seen. But I think your point is basically correct. The negative response that Putin has elicited across around the world, not everywhere, but most places around the world, has been astonishing and heartening. But let's see. I think it remains to be seen what the policy effects are going to be.
We thank you so much for being with us. Andrew Bacevich, a retired colonel, Vietnam War veteran, president and co-founder of the anti-war think tank Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. His latest book is After the Apocalypse.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you.
pictures in close up the moment we woke up.
In a leisure suite.
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Makeup's taking lots WRCT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
To the unknown, this is a star. this is so sorry. On his stone, sunk in too deep, run out of air, lung full of heavy, it's feeling
Dschungel, die Tiere, da gehören sie hin und nicht in den Zoo. Da sitzen sie doch nicht froh. Sie gehören nicht an die Schultern deiner reichen Puppe. Und Frösche und Kröten gehören nicht in die Suppe. Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Singen, zwingen. Kein Schwein dich mästen, in den Schlachthof sperren. Auf den Haken hängen und deine Haut abzerren. Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Darum nenn mich nie mehr dummes Huhn. Heilig ist die Kuh. Meine Verwandten sind die Elefanten und was ich gern male, sind Wale.
Detachment from the start. Oh, the joy they slide. fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays them hot. Spins around, gives it all he's got. He's a real cool. He's a jockey man. He plays them old and he plays them new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real cool. He's a jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really sends you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
Time for me to get inside your brain. Zombo right here. WRCT in the Pittsburgh is one of those days where just everything seems to be fitting in just so nicely. Gorgeous day. Came in here, no problems. Nobody here. Down here by myself, just hanging out with me and you. This is awesome. I like this. And just one of them kind of thing. And I also like to thank folks for contacting me about the Thursday show. They get a kick out of the Zombo Deep Archive show, which is my show that airs yesterday's. It ends Thursdays, 2 to 5 p.m., and I actually replay old shows in chronological order. I started in January the 2nd, 2009. So I think the last show yesterday was from January 16th. So I'm going to do all the shows basically starting in 2009. So that's going to be until the schedule changes. But they gave me that slot Thursdays, and I thought, you know, why make it an encore show with this? Why record this and play this again when I can actually play something I haven't heard or you haven't heard or never heard that's about 13 years old? And it's fascinating because I turn on the radio and I hear such old friends like Old Economy Village, so many fine old PSAs, and I hear about so many fantastic things that happened in 2009. You know, things at the 31st Street Pub and at Arthur Lane's and at the Zombo Gallery and Howlers. Just all these places that, just thing of the past. And wow, that was a good time. And good times are happening now. Good times are happening now, tonight, actually. And the other thing is, before I even tell you about this shameless promotion, is that I do a lot of shameless promotion. I have no shame because nobody else will help me, okay? I'm a one-man walking promo machine. If nobody's going to say anything about what I'm doing, nothing's going to be said. Nobody cares but me. And because I'm listening, and it's like all this shameless promotion from 13 years ago, and it's pretty funny to hear that. And not to say that there's not any shameless promotion today. Because tonight, the souped-up Polka Maniacs, like an eight-piece band now, playing the Kohler Club on Jane Street in the South Side. And then next week is our big CD release party, the 19th Saturday at Spirit. Polka Maniacs, never mind the Bolsheviks. And all our merch money is going to go to a place called the Mercy Corps, which gives all the money to Ukrainian war relief. Got to do something. You know, what am I going to do with that money? Buy more candy? I don't need any more candy. I have plenty of candy. So there we go with that. So yeah, so it's kind of neat to hear old Shameless. Man, that guy's just a hack. He's a shameless promoter. But then you actually back up and go, wow, If I didn't really say any of these things, it's just like a tree falling in the forest. Okay. All right, so let's dig into some music. This is so awesome here. And I think next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend. And, I'll pre-do it up because I think it starts at noon. And if I get like two slots from like noon to one, like half hour slots, I'll back it up. If you have any ideas of artists you would like me to do, keep it to yourself. I have my plans. I know what I want to do. Not really, but I'll wing it. One thing I should do is some Iggy Pop. And right now I want to actually play one of my favorite Iggy Pop tunes. This goes out to Ted. Ted probably never listens to the show. But I always say I don't know people's full names, but I know their favorite songs. And whenever I DJ'd and I saw this Ted come in, I would play this as his entrance song. I would do it. Everybody has a bit of an entrance song for me. And so there. So I'm live in the studio today, okay? Unless you're hearing this as a rebroadcast. Today is the 11th of March, 2006. So 2022. Feels like 2006. I feel all just vibrant like 2006. Gonna party like it's 2006. Iggy Pop, Funhouse, Zombo right in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh.